Eric. Oh, there it is. I see it.
Hello there, Eric.
Where is it? You look at the S-band antenna and look up that way. Straight up there.
That's the best triple line.
Okay, now. Bert, we all agree was the best place to deploy this S-band out the right here, huh?
Yeah, go a bit further out. Is that out of here?
Good spot. Hey, I don't want to get too far away from the cable.
No, we're right here. That's a good place.
Okay.
Point 2 Earth. That's what it says.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't land back about 50 feet.
That's what I'm saying, buddy.
Shining glass in these rocks.
Yeah, I reported that.
Now, you can also see some pure glass if you look around.
You can jump up in the air.
Hustle, boy, hustle. We got a lot of work to do.
I've got to do my fan for 5 minutes here.
Now, Cam doing some useful work like getting that TV camera going.
Okay, good idea.
You gotta be careful when you go out of it, right into the dark.
Yep.
Okay.
Go cable position 20 feet.
Okay, I got it.
The second thing won't come out.
Hey, give me a hand here.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Second S-band thing on the deploy.
Well, you want me to pull that hole?
On this?
Yeah, on this.
Pull.
Pull away from me.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Forget it.
You get it?
No, I don't think it's going to let go.
Let go.
Try this one.
I got it. Never mind.
You're right, isn't it?
Doesn't that thing have two sections to it?
No, never mind. Forget it. Let's go.
So, you did the inner band. Just one piece, huh?
Copy the question. You want to know if the inner mast is one or two sections?
Do you want to know if the inner mast is one or two sections?
Yeah, it seems to be just dumped up, maybe.
It looks shorter than it used to look at first.
See, that inner mast should be two sections.
More than one section. I think so. You have to pull out this.
The outside one to the inside. Maybe there's TV over, cable over here by the front porch.
Okay.
You know what? The TV's almost off.
You know, it's significantly easier just to do anything here.
Like, this arm motion is so simple because you're not fighting the rest of your weight like we are there in 1G.
I'll sit.
Look at that leg couldn't want to
grab that leg.
Okay. We get that TV out. Show everybody.
Get a minute. Lock inner mass, lock outer mass, extended lock legs. We've got a line of remote thermal cover.
Okay.
Big one thermal cover.
Goodbye.
Roger, Al.
Hey, it's real nice moving around up here. You don't seem to get tired. You really hop like a bunny.
Where, oh, where is Earth? There it is.
There's the TV. And?
Sitting.
Pointing towards the sun, that's there.
Wait here a minute.
Look at that go.
I was going to deploy this 20 feet at 10, but because of the sun being where it is, we're going to have to deploy a little bit more towards the 2 o'clock position. I think that'll be okay, though. That'll give you a good shot right in here. Let's see if I can keep yourself from getting in the camera at all.
Al, we have a pretty bright image on that TV. Could you either move it or stop it down?
Okay, I'm going to have to stop it down. That's as far as it goes, Houston. How does that look to you?
No, it still is the same, Al. Why don't you try shifting the scene?
Okay, I'm going. The problem is, Lim is very reflective. I got two choices. Let me go over here further to the side, and you check and see if it reflects too much, and if it does, I'll have to go stick it in the shade, and then maybe shine past the Lim. Of course, that makes it not too good either, but maybe the best we can do.
Okay, Alan, also you might try the automatic light control to the outside. Bright image at the top and blacked out at the about for 80% of the bottom.
Man, oh man, did that make a boy. Well, I tell you what, let me do, Houston. Let me move it around here back so the back is to the sun, and maybe that'll help. Maybe that's the way we're going to have to do it.
Okay, Al, go ahead.
Once we learn the trick, I think we can do it each time. That may do it. That may do it right there, Houston.
Al, we haven't seen any change at all. Why don't you go ahead and take and put your glove in front of the lens, but not over it, to see whether we can get any change at all.
What do you see now?
Still the same, Al. We've got a very bright part, about 20% of the top, and black in the bottom.
Got any suggestions?
Stand by, Al.
Pointing in a non-bright area, but it's pointed about right away from the sun here. Maybe ground trouble. I hope it is. All the connections look good.
Al, why don't you take a good close look at that lens and make sure it's in the right configuration.
Okay. I've got it on its focus at infinity. I've got the zoom at 30. 40 or 50, I'll put it at 75. And I got the f-stop at 22.
Roger, Al, we copy.
I got it pointing exactly opposite of the sun here, so,
Al, we see no change at all in the scene. Why don't you just give it a little tap, and maybe the color wheel will turn up.
Antenna. It's this S-band antenna, will it?
fly on that piece. Pete, that's no problem.
Okay.
Roger, I'll try and point it off where you don't get any reflectance into it, and we'll be thinking about it here on the ground.
Okay. The truck that runs right into the back of the TV is sort of a white plastic material, and it looks like it cracked and maybe been melted a little bit. Doesn't look typical of that sort of connector.
Stand around the back. No, you got to go around so you can look at the antenna and tell me when I got it pointed at the earth.
Alright.
No, don't get underneath it. Attaboy. Okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to watch that outset. Tip over this whole antenna without even pointing at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you see the earth?
No.
But you gotta get around the earth. The earth and the sun are right lined up. You have to look right into the sun and look up in the sky and watch if you're on a TV antenna. I mean, people. See what I'm trying to do? I got to pitch over now, right? Oh, there it is. I got you now. Let's look at it. Yeah, I see where you need to go, Pete. See, that's good. Now you need to point. You need to rotate the whole thing counterclockwise. It's good. You're getting there. Get there. The old earth is hanging up there. How much further?
Oh, I'd say another 3 or 4 degrees, maybe.
Stop. No more.
Okay, now, wait. That looks just good as far as angle. Now, up and down, I can move in a little closer. That helps. Okay, come down with it.
Touch your nerve, but then you go down.
Go down. Okay, stop. Now go clockwise. One more. I think you're pretty close to right on there, Pete.
All right, now wait a minute. Don't let me knock it over, but I got
to... Okay, let me try to stabilize it for you.
Yeah, but every time you do, you push it in the...
Okay, you go ahead. That's difficult, because it soaks tender up here on these legs.
Now, I don't see the earth anywhere in the state.
It's close.
Got any ideas for which way to go?
Yeah, just like that. Okay, we're gonna let's push these legs in a little bit and get this thing more stable. It's just taking the dirt.
Okay. Don't break them, I think.
Yeah, I knew it. Now it's in the dirt.
Now let's line it up. Okay, can you look right down the mast?
Yeah, looks like it's lined up to me.
You just have to move in and try.
How
about it? How is it dancing? And I'll look for it.
Come a little bit more clockwise.
You're right on, baby.
Stop. I run it up and down the pitch. You're bound to get it.
Well, I gotta go the other way.
I can't, it'll fall over.
No, leave it alone.
You're pulling on it here.
Oh, leave it alone.
Okay, I've got my hands on it. It's standing there. It's delicate because this pulls on it.
Yeah. Got it?
Can you go work on something else now?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks good. Just be careful you don't move it any closer to the right side of your post. The bumping you should be. I'll put out the solar wind collector. Before I do, let me get a camera on here so I can take a picture, Pete.
first I had to end the S-band and center sight.
Now what's next?
Okay.
For me, it's solar wind collection.
Okay.
Dale, when you finish up the solar wind, would you give one more last try on that camera? Try opening up the f-stop all the way and exercising the zoom.
I sure will. I sure will.
But we sure don't want to touch those cables.
Nope, you gotta stay away from those cables, you're right. Is that a camera with you?
I certainly do.
Okay, just hang on to it. How long
we've been out? Keith, you've been out 1 hour and 2 minutes, and you're both running about 2 minutes off nominal, behind. Copy your comment on the insertion of that into the ground. How far in are you able to get it?
Pounding it in about over a foot, I'd say. It didn't look like it was any harder towards the end than right at the beginning. This
Roger, Al, go ahead. Don't spend too much time on it. You're running a tad behind.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I can feel that the wheels, when I hold the end of the lens, I can feel the wheels running because I can feel something in motion inside. Okay, now, I've just changed completely the settings I had before.
Okay, Al, we see no change down here.
Too, but I can
why don't you press on?
Okay, let me try another F-stop, the other way. How's that?
That's no change down here, Al. That's coming in there now, Al. Okay, what change did you make?
I hit it on the top with my hammer. I figured we didn't have a thing to lose.
Still full six, Al.
I'm on the top with this hammer I've got. Yeah, that's still craftsmanship. Now look, hey, that, Al, just that part has already sheared this thing. Never touched it. Okay. Now what should we do now with the lens, Houston?
Okay, why don't you give it, one more light wrap and also cut down on the f-stop.
All right, we'll do. Now, does it zoom right for you?
Still not getting a good picture. Why don't you press on and we'll try to get back to it later if we have time.
Okay, I'll pound it a little bit. There you go. I'll just leave it like it is. Bring it slightly towards the limb here so that if you do get a picture, you can see something. There you go. Now that ought to get you some sort of a picture that you can think about. I'll be glad to come back one time. I go to work again. Yeah. Now, listen. What I need is a piece of tape. Good luck. Oh, there's all kinds of tape around here.
Go ahead.
Okay, the flag is up.
Roger, top of your flag is up. We show you're very close to the nominal timeline. How about a EMU check?
Okay.
Yes, we have a flag up. Like I said, I hope everybody down there is proud of it. If we had to put it up.
Affirmative, Pete, we're proud of what you're doing. You were broken up. Say again.
Who are you talking to?
Pete, we have Clipper both and you both on the same ground.
Clipper,
go ahead. Say again. Clipper. Roger, Pete, copy two pans. Tails, how is the LEM inspection?
I'm working on it right now.
Roger.
Taking a look at that surveyor, Al. I suspect the other deal to click that twice deadly. I'm going to head down into the crater a little bit for this setup to cancel this. Whoops, you need to watch yourself. I think you're 5. Yeah, I can say that again. I noticed you've been over here, haven't you? Don't think this is going to show anything, but I'll give it a go. What's that? Oh, I'm trying to show the frontier here now. Wait, I'm trying to find it now, but it's not bright enough. Yeah, I think
comments on the foot pad interaction with the surface.
Yes, I do. These pads went in a little bit further than did Neil's. I'd say most of the pads are in about an inch and a half to two, and it sort of looked like we're moving slightly forward, and that pretty well killed off our left-right velocity when we touched down. Right-hand foot pad seems to have bounced. That'd be the plus Y. Right-hand side. But the others don't seem to have. So it must have maybe hit there first and rocked back and forth or something. Okay,
Roger, Al. Do you see anything on the surface from the DPS?
No, I don't. The surface under there, it's kind of interesting. The surface under there is clean. It doesn't have the loose dust particles that as does the rest of the lunar surface about here. It also has a number of small round dirt clouds, if you want, that seem to be rolling off in a radial direction from underneath the skirt I mentioned. I'll take a couple pictures of this and get a shot because it looks about 8 inches or so off the ground. I think I just could before you used them.
Thank you, Alan. Good description.
There we go. Say, you can really move around out here. Houston, that's a mobile pogo rig that we've got there, and also that one in the centrifuge. Man, it's just like this. You can just run and bounce just like you can on a pogo. It's a real good training device.